The Richland Bean Blossom School Board approved a budget for 2015 in their meeting Monday, September 15th. While last year the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation was operating over budget, an increase in student enrollment allowed additional funds to come into the district this year. RBBCSC Superintendent Mike Wilcox introduced the new budget during the public hearing at the board meeting.
Our numbers are up, which is very encouraging. Over last year, we are over 2,900 complete student enrollment, so that's very encouraging. Our cash balance a year ago today was negative $422,915. Today, we are positive $410,768. So we are very pleased to share that with everyone. That is very, very good progress. We want to continue that.
RBBSC receives $5,160 per student from the state of Indiana. Wilcox says the increased enrollment reflects on the quality of the school system and the replacement of teaching positions that were cut due to budgets in the past.
We have what I think is a very good budget. It meets our needs. We're able to do some things and give ourselves a little bit of breathing room that we hadn't experienced in the last couple years. So that's very, very positive. And again, it starts with our increased enrollment, and I think that goes back to our administrators, our teachers. We put forth a wonderful product, and I think our community has responded to that, and people want to bring their kids to RBB. So that's all very, very positive, and that's very reflective in the general fund. And all we have been able to replace a number of our teaching staff that we lost 4 or 5 years ago in cuts. So that's been very, very positive.
Board President Dana Kerr said the balanced budget will allow the school corporation to now focus on long-range planning.
It is much better news than we had received in previous years, and that's a blessing, and we acknowledge that. We will be in the near future looking at a facilities plan, both short term and long range, and we're going to try to. Right now, we don't have a long range plan, and so I think it will really help our corporation be ready for things in the future, and to as Ms. Walcott was saying, to make sure that we keep up with what needs to be done, and so I'm looking forward to that process going on over the next several months.
The total budget for the school corporation for 2015 is $26,477,113, more than $1 million larger than the 2014 budget.